June 17th through the 23rd. Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. It is finished. Begin your preparation to teach by prayerfully reading Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. Remember that you will be able to bear powerful witness of the Savior and His atonement as you live worthy of the Spirit. Invite sharing. It might help to write on the board some words or phrases to remind class members of events that were described in the chapters this week. Ask class members to write on the board some words that describe how they felt when they read about these events. Why did they feel this way?
Teach the doctrine. Matthew chapter 27, Mark chapter 15, Luke chapter 23, John chapter 19. Jesus Christ's willingness to suffer shows His love for the Father and for all of us. To help your class understand how the accounts of the Savior's death demonstrate His love, try an activity like this. Give each class member a paper heart and invite them to write on their hearts a phrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7 that describes charity. Then ask them to search Matthew chapter 27, Mark chapter 15, Luke chapter 23, or John chapter 19, and write on the other side of their hearts a few verses that show how the Savior demonstrated the love described in the phrase they chose. Let them share what they find. What experiences have helped class members understand the Savior's love? What can you do to encourage class members to share their testimonies of what they learned this week? Consider inviting class members to find a hymn that describes the events they read about or their feelings about the Savior's suffering and crucifixion. Consider singing one or more of these as a class. How can studying about the Savior's final hours inspire us to trust and follow Him? Art can help class members visualize some of the events they read about this week. See additional resources for suggested pictures. Perhaps you could divide the class into groups and give a picture to each group. The groups could read together the verses that describe what is depicted in their picture. They could discuss the meaning of the verses and share how the picture helps them better understand the verses. Each group could share their thoughts with the class. You might also consider showing the videos Jesus is Condemned Before Pilate and Jesus is Scourged and Crucified on LDS.org. You won't be able to discuss all of the details about the Savior's final hours as a class, but here's an activity that can help you discuss the details that are most meaningful to the people you teach. Invite each class member to select a chapter from this week's reading and spend a few minutes scanning it, looking for a word, a phrase, or a detail that teaches them something meaningful about the Savior and His mission. Give them opportunities to share what they found and explain why it is meaningful to them. Matthew chapter 27, verses 14 through 60. Ancient prophets foresaw the Savior's suffering and crucifixion. It might strengthen the faith of those you teach to know that ancient prophets foretold many of the events in the Savior's final hours. One way to help class members review these prophecies and see how they were fulfilled would be to give each person one or more of the scriptures and additional resources and ask them to find the verses in Matthew chapter 27 that show how the scriptures were fulfilled. You might make a chart that matches the prophecies with their fulfillments. You could suggest that class members write the verses containing the prophecies in the margins of their scriptures in Matthew chapter 27. What do we learn from these prophecies? How do these prophecies strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 49. Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 32. Luke chapter 23, verse 11, and verses 35 through 39. John chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. Opposition cannot stop the work of God. Some of your class members may have faced opposition, such as being judged or mocked when they have expressed their beliefs or tried to live their faith. Consider beginning your discussion by asking a few class members to share their experience when this has happened. How did they respond? Invite class members to read some of these verses from Matthew chapter 27, Mark chapter 15, Luke chapter 23, and John chapter 19, describing the persecution the Savior faced. What kinds of opposition does God's work face today? What can we learn from the Savior's responses that can help us face opposition in our day? Other scriptures that can help us when we face opposition include Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, Romans chapter 12, verse 14, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, Alma chapter 1, verses 19 through 28, and 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 10 through 12. What do we learn from these verses? Luke chapter 23, verses 34 through 43. The Savior offers us hope and forgiveness. Would it help your class members to read the account of the Savior asking the Father to forgive the soldiers and offering hope to the thief on the cross? Consider dividing the class into two groups and assigning one group to read Luke chapter 23, verses 34 through 38, including verse 34, footnote C, which provides insight from the Joseph Smith translation, and the other group to read Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. Members of each group could discuss what they learn about the Savior from these verses and then share their thoughts with the entire class. How can we follow the Savior's example? To help any in your class who may be having trouble forgiving others as Jesus did, consider sharing the statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland in additional resources. Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to read Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapters 20 and 21 during the next week, ask them to think about what they would say to someone who said, "I need to see to believe." Tell them that next week's reading will help them address this concern.
Additional resources: Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. Pictures of the persecution, suffering, and death of Jesus. Pilate washes his hands. See LDS.org and refer to Matthew 27:11 through 25. Christ with a crown of thorns. See LDS.org and refer to Matthew 27:26 through 31. Jesus carries his cross. LDS.org and refer to John 19:13 through 18. The Crucifixion, LDS.org, and Gospel Art No. 57. Refer also to Luke 23:33 through 46, or John 19:23 through 37. Burial of Jesus, see LDS.org and Gospel Art Book No. 58. Refer also to John 19:38 through 42. Ancient Prophecies about the Trial and Death of Jesus Christ. Refer to Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 7, 1 Nephi 19:9, Isaiah 50, verse 6, Psalm 69, verse 21, Psalm 22, verse 16, 1 Nephi 19:10, Psalm 22, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 9 and 12, Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8, Psalm 22, verse 1. And Isaiah 53, verse 9. The Savior's example of forgiveness. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland taught, quote, "Closely related to our own obligation to repent is the generosity of letting others do the same. We are to forgive even as we are forgiven. In this we participate in the very essence of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Surely the most majestic moment of that fateful Friday, when nature convulsed and the veil of the temple was rent, was that unspeakable, merciful moment when Christ said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' As our advocate with the Father, He is still making that same plea today, in your behalf and in mine. Here, as in all things, Jesus set the standard for us to follow. Life is too short to be spent nursing animosities. We don't want God to remember our sins, so there is something fundamentally wrong in our relentlessly trying to remember those of others." End quote. from the Peaceable Things of the Kingdom and signed November 1996. Improving our teaching. Draw strength from the Savior. Quote, in your efforts to live and teach more like the Savior, you will inevitably fall short at times. Do not become discouraged. Rather, let your mistakes and weaknesses turn you to Heavenly Father and the Savior. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 14.